This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. The House passed debt limit deal could mean little new money for the farm bill. A 3% increase in defense spending, a boost in veterans' benefits, and an effective spending freeze could dash hopes of many farm commodity groups.
It looks to me like it's going to be difficult to up funding in a lot of areas. It doesn't mean that there won't be some up funding in some areas, but it's going to be at the expense of other areas in the farm bill.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley adds, any new farm bill spending would need to be offset by cuts in other agencies.
There could be, just hypothetically, let's say money going to the agriculture department coming from EPA or from Interior.
House Ag Chair Glenn Thompson denounced a Congressional Budget Office estimate that the debt deal would add to SNAP rolls by exempting some.
Veterans, homeless, and those aging out, foster youth, they're largely already counted. They're already eligible. They're already baked into the baseline for the farm bill.
But Grassley says CBO will still have the last word.
Now, we could be higher in authorization, but the appropriators can't go above this agreement that's been reached between McCarthy and the president.
Fearing a squeeze in farm bill spending that could make it harder to meet safety net demands.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.